position, sending an under-the-table blackmail letter to 7-Eleven and other convenience stores, if you recall, saying, take Playboy and Penthouse off your shelves, or we'll write you up as pains and pornography. Sure enough, Fear Factor worked. Chill Factor took them off the shelves. Less than a month later, do you have Walmarts here? Walmart convenience stores? Guess what they took off the shelves? Rolling Stones, Spin, Cream, and even Tiger Beat. On the grounds that these rock music publications were pornographic. And guess who ordered them to do it? Not Ed Meese, but Jimmy Swaggart. Where did a TV evangelist get so much power? This is the problem. When you start trying to shut people up, you open this Pandora's box, where something as innocent on the surface as a few uptight Washington senators' wives then gives Jimmy Swaggart front page respectability when he says all rock music is pornography. And sure enough, enough dominoes fall that now we're starting to have real victims.